There's a very wise woman, she's French, Christiane Singer, and I heard her say, and she was talking in the context of a spiritual practice, that she couldn't think of something. I'm trying to find a word in English. Something more sad for a human being. She couldn't think of something more sad for a human being than being used to be a human being. And when I heard this again, I thought this is exactly mindfulness practice, or sati, the word in Pali for mindfulness. She couldn't think of something more sad for a human being than being used to be a human being. And so here, this is what we're getting out of. We're becoming curious about it again, or maybe a little bit in awe of that experience. How is that even possible, that suddenly we're sitting here in this relative warmth, when a few minutes ago the existing experience was stepping. That experience now is gone. And here's a new experience, only there for a moment. Later we'll be somewhere else, eating a sandwich. When things exist for a human being, they so exist, no? Has it been your experience? In confusion, and when you're disheartened or dejected, it's so real. And then in spaciousness and hope and joyfulness, this is how it is. It's so like this. So here we're paying attention. What is the formation? What form took life? Oh, it's this form. Let's pay attention, because we might discover that it's ephemeral, passing, natural, belongs to nature. Maybe we've appropriated something that was not exactly us or ours, or identified with something natural happening, sitting now, breathing. And so, as we are sitting here, maybe you can become aware, if you want, of the experience of the skin. Or even imagine it. There's this body sitting here, and there is skin. You can feel the skin maybe in the face, or imagine it. This living organism, or organ, sensitive, protective, the skin, the face, and scalp. Can feel where the clothing is touching the skin on the shoulders or along the arms. Fingers. Invite you to drop pens and papers and practice with us. Feeling the skin maybe in the chest or back or belly. Imagining, feeling the skin in the lower part of the body, in the sitting area, and pelvis and thighs. Aware there is skin along the calves and feet. Protecting the body, sensitive, both strong and fragile, skin of the body. Maybe starting from the feet for just a few moments here, if you want to feel the bones at the core of the body, the boniness, the hardness in the feet, and along the legs, knees. Thighs and pelvis, the hardness of the sitting bones, the structure, the vertical structure of the vertebrae. In the chest area and shoulder and the angularity of the arms, fingers, bones in the hands. Resting there, the bones of the neck and skull and jaw. Aware of that, the whole skeleton sitting now, nature. In between the skin and the bones, all this flesh, muscles, tendons. If we start with the head there, the brain, eyeballs, muscles of the face and jaw, the blood circulating, everything in between the skin and the bones, and the neck, and shoulders, muscles, in the arms, whatever is there, fat, blood, in the hands, the flesh alive in there, and what's between the bones and the skin and the chest, the organs. And in the belly, out in there, digested food, undigested food, all the fluids, and in the pelvis, muscles and organs. And the legs and feet, everything that is between skin and bones, muscles, blood running, nutriments, and the feet, the flesh. If you want, become aware of the whole body sitting here, breathing, skin, bones, and flesh, alive. Organic, hormonal, just blood in immunology, all the life happening, nervousness, nervous system, senses. And allowing consciousness to arise here and there, allowing the system to be impressed, allowing impressions to happen, sound impressions, vibrations, silence, impressions of expansions of the belly or contraction, impressions of heat or cold, or touch or tingling. We don't have to be aware of everything, just one impression appearing, disappearing, or remaining. Feel like you want or need to anchor your attention, you might decide to be just in the area of the belly, allowing for the expansions and contractions or rising and falling of the belly to be known, taking refuge there in the life of the belly. sometimes recognizing that there is a sensitive life happening at the sense doors, breathing life or digestive life, businesses, psychic life, emotions visiting, or words, images, spaciousness or tightness, obsession or kindness, quietness, agitation, becoming aware of the psychic life, or mental or heart space life. the body moves, maybe releases the posture, or as the eyes open, inviting you to be aware of that experience of release, maybe of discomfort, or of the dominant sense being vibrant again, sight. Sati, mindfulness, has particular qualities, huh? It has an aspect of almost like generosity. It's full, mindful. It gives all its attention to something. It doesn't keep a little attention, like, oh yeah, I'll be kind of aware of defeat, but I'll still plan the next week. You know, it's generous. It's like, lets me totally experience defeat, or the coolness, or the light, or the whatever beauty of the field, or the... So it has something of that generous, but also it's non-judging. It doesn't want something else, or it's just it's phenomenologic. It's, oh, here is this phenomena of I don't know, fear or boredom or joy. It just notices and feels, is aware of. It's a way of to make the whole system more resonating with what's actually happening, you know, vibrant. And so it's not judging. It shouldn't be there. It's, oh, this is what appeared. This is what is there. It's not non-acquiring. So it's not violent in this way. It's not trying to acquire something. I came here for peace. You know. It's much more humble than this. It's noticing the state of the world, inner world. You know, what's the state of this being here? So it's not trying to acquire something. Maybe we came here, we signed up because we do want to acquire some inner peace. But at the moment of practice, we drop any expectations, any demands, anything that's very radical. Are you ready for that? Are we ready for that? It's very radical. In the moment of practice, it's a bit like as if we were saying, life, I'm freeing you, and myself, by the way, I'm freeing you from expectations, from demands. I'm meeting you just as you are right now, like this. Life, I'm freeing you from my opinions and preferences. I'm experiencing you exactly as you are right now. And so it's good to know this, you know, what's the practice of mindfulness. So we're not trying to get something, we're noticing what's there, we're opening up to what's there. We're not even analyzing it in a way, huh? We're just, the intelligence we're going for is not conceptual and analytical so much. That's one way to present this. It's an intelligence where the, you know, that consciousness intelligence that you might view as being here, you drop it here and start experiencing life from here. Drop it here. Start experiencing life from here, even from here. 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 It's another kind of intelligence we're tapping into. It's an embodied intelligence. Okay, and so that's where intuition, the guts, my guts, ethics lives. You know, I'm about to do this. It could hurt somebody. This is where the intelligence is. Here, here, all here. Leaving the world of ideas. Oh no, it's not supposed to be like this. Life should be like this. I expect that. This is what I want. You know? Yeah, honey. Yeah. And what's actually going on? What's being felt? This is what we're interested in. Renunciation of our ideas about the world and the meeting of it. So we're not telling the world what it should be, or could be, or should have been. We're we're receiving it, allowing it to speak in its own way, not our language maybe, its language of the senses. Okay, let's go and try it a little bit.